say what? Oh, man. Check it out, look. Atomicast, we forever last. The world's number one podcast with host Tim and Shia. Oh, mama mia, this the bomb. They beast at what they do like King Kong. So get in contact and email. That's atomicast1@gmail.com. It's popping, get ready to jump and give them a call. 832-819-DUMP. Atomicast. Oh, yeah.
This is President Barack Obama, and you're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Sex and drugs and women being set on fire.
You're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Fuck it all, fuck it all. Don't give a shit anymore. Fuck it all, fuck it all. Flip the table, screw you all. I don't take this bullshit anymore. I don't give.
What's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah!
See how that works?
What's up, everybody?
Shia. Hi there.
Hey, Shia.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going, Shia?
Oh, you know, GREAT.
If they want to get in touch with the show, Shay, how would one go about doing that?
You could email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819-DUMB. We're broadcasting live on Rock and Comedy Radio, as per usual.
Oh, yeah.
And we are logged into the chat room.
So yeah.
If you want to chat with us live, if you're listening to us live, which you should be.
Somebody please chat with us.
We're very lonely in the chat room.
I know.
Don't say that, though. It makes us sound pathetic and needy.
Tim's keeping me captive in his garage.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com. Plus, a new iPhone app.
Yes.
An iPhone user.
I feel like we should pimp that out a little bit.
Nah. Just if they want to get it, they get it on the App Store.
We got to tell them. Is it on the website yet? Can you get it from the website?
No.
Okay, so we need to tell them that we have an
app
available.
App Store. Go to the App Store.
Search for Atomicast. Download our app. Easily.
Yep.
I'm going to tell them what it does.
No.
It has a list of the episodes.
Right.
You can listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Our classic episodes. You can easily call, email, or text us.
Yes.
We made it easy for you.
Yeah, there's nothing on the app that you can't do manually by going to the website or plugging in our phone number manually. But
yeah. You're the worst salesman.
It makes it easy.
You are no Steve Jobs, sir.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point.
Jesus Christ.
How was your week, Shay?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't been going to the gym with you in the morning because I've been a lazy fucking slacker.
Slacker, yes, absolutely.
I know, it's been the worst. But I have been going every night. So I've been every night this week.
Yeah.
Done 90 minutes of cardio a night.
Holy shit, that's way too much. That's too much cardio.
All elliptical.
Too much.
90 minutes a night.
Too much elliptical. That is what girls use.
Yeah, dude, I can't run.
You're a dude.
I can't run.
You're a dude.
My knees. I'm a pussy.
Yeah, you are.
But no. So it's been feeling good. I've been sleeping really well.
Yeah.
I haven't drank since Friday.
Yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? If you can piece together like a week of not drinking, it feels good. You sleep better.
Yeah.
You're more awake.
Yep.
Yeah. That's. I mean, I drink about once a week now.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's enough.
When
I sometimes overdo it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just like I try to keep it to once a week.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, this week is a little fucked up because of Valentine's Day for me.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be drinking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
On Monday, you're going to be hurting. I'll be at the gym Monday morning.
I guarantee
calling
I won't
you
be.
A fucking slacker for not going.
Well, and then I'll remind you that you're there for 5 minutes.
Mondays, it's like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not very long.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm glad you mentioned the gym.
Yeah.
Because, should we talk about it now or should we talk about the gym? Well, let's talk about the gym.
Okay, we'll talk about the gym.
I have to get, for my wife's health insurance, I'm on my wife's health insurance.
Yes.
I have to get yearly evaluations just to prove that I'm not on death's doorstep so that I can still be insured by them. And I always have one risk category because I'm fat. We've talked about it. I'm a fat man.
Yeah.
So I'm always just overweight. And that's not a big deal. And they don't really care about that much. But now I have two risk categories this year.
Cholesterol.
Yeah. It was just right on the fucking border of, you know, normal and high.
What is that, like eggs and shit?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Less egg
I'm so
yolks.
Stupid about what anything means.
Yeah.
But it really did freak me out. But between that and like some health problems that have been going on in my family, I'm motivated to be less fat.
Okay.
Until recently, I've just been fat, but it's been cool because I've just been fat and whatever. It hasn't affected my health negatively. It's been fine.
Yeah.
And I'm married, so what the fuck do I care? I'm just a fat. Who gives a shit? I can just be fat. But it's you know, as a 35-year-old, I probably shouldn't be as fat as I am. So I am doubling down on my efforts to be less fat.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw out, I'm throwing down the gauntlet, Shay.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is my announcement for today.
Oh, tell me there's going to be an announcement.
There's somebody on a, I don't know what you call them, a sister podcast on the Drunken Zombie Network.
Uh-huh.
I'm throwing down a challenge to Mr. Brian J. Wolford.
Okay.
Of Drunken Zombie to a weight loss competition.
Are you? Okay.
I know some insider information that he is also trying to lose some weight.
Yeah.
I'm throwing down a challenge to him.
Okay.
He can accept it or not.
What's the challenge?
Just weight loss. Who can lose more weight and just bragging rights.
In what amount of time?
It doesn't matter. We'll call it 6 months.
Okay.
Because we both have a considerable amount that we should lose, and we don't want to do it like a fucking crash diet bullshit thing. It should be like a respectable way to lose weight and eat healthier and be better.
Get in a lifestyle.
Exactly. It's just going to be bragging rights.
Okay.
So I think the winner should be invited into the Losers podcast as like the featured guest, and the whole time immune to any sort of mockery, but can throw out as much mockery as possible.
Okay.
I'm making this up right now, but I think that sounds fair, right?
I think that does sound
fair. I go on Wolford's show, and I just mock him relentlessly, and he can't defend himself.
Yep.
He can't mock me back. Yep. It just has to be what it is.
You just get to mock him for whatever you want.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's percentage weight loss, but I'm throwing down the gauntlet right now. Boom.
Percentage. That's important.
That's important, because he will have more pounds to lose than me.
Okay.
But I still think I can pull ahead on the percentage.
Okay.
I think I can do it. So I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Mr. Brian J. Wolford. You have to accept my challenge.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a challenge.
Drunken Zombie.
Yeah.
I'm bitches. Challenging you.
Yeah,
bitches. You fucking bitches. You fucking fat fucks over there. Drunken Zombie. This fucking fat fuck over here at Atomic Ass is challenging your ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my big announcement.
Okay.
So,
well, that's
anyway.
Fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Yeah. That's, hey, dude.
Good.
I'm surprising the world right now, you know?
Holy shit.
I'm taking
the
world by storm, bro.
What are you
storming it down?
What are you going to be doing to make sure that you fucking win this?
Starving constantly.
Because I refuse to let Wolford come on this podcast and mock you relentlessly.
No, you know what?
Unless I'm jerking you off.
This is the part that I know you're going to hate to hear it, and my wife fucking hates it when I say this, but this is just a true thing.
Yeah.
To lose weight, you just have to be hungry a lot.
Yeah.
Like pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say like, oh, you can eat all the celery you want. I don't give a shit. I could eat 6 pounds of celery and be hungry because there's nothing in it. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
So you just have to like get used to being hungry a lot.
Yeah.
And I've been doing well this week. And I'm just hungry. I mean, it's just, I'm eating the right amount of calories, but that just means that I'm hungry a lot.
Right.
Because
how do you track your calories? Do you?
I just guess and add it up in my head. I don't do a very good job of it.
No, there's apps that you can do.
I know. I need to this once Wolford accepts my challenge or denies
me. He did.
Like
he already
a bitch,
did. No, he already accepted.
I'm going to take it a little more seriously. I'm going to start counting. I'm going to get the apps and the shit, whatever's. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm doubling down on my efforts to really actually stop.
Well, Tim,
my
like
efforts
it.
Lately have just been to maintain the same level of fatness instead of get more fat, and I've done that well. I've done that for the last couple of years. Now I need to be less fat. That's my thing.
That's a good thing.
Less fat.
Yeah, I mean, just help more healthy in general.
Jesus. Are you drunk, Shay? Are you drunk on vitamin water?
No, I'm
smart
not drunk.
Water,
dude,
whatever
I've
the fuck it is you're drinking.
Yeah, smart water. I've been doing this all fucking day, and it's driving me crazy. I just have mush mouth today.
Yeah.
Complete mush mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's not like I did anything stupid yesterday. It's not like, I don't know what causes it, but just all day I've had fucking mush mouth.
Right.
I can't enunciate for shit.
Yeah.
I was at the gym earlier and this girl, and I was there with my friend Kathy, and we were on the elliptical, and this girl came up.
Yeah, because that's where girls go. She like, when are you going to get off the elliptical, dude? That's a chick machine. Get the fuck off the chick machine.
Probably. Well, this is even better then. We were doing it, and she was like, hey, would either of you want to come join the yoga class?
she knew she was talking.
I mean, to be fair, she went around and asked everybody in the gym.
Bullshit. You're full of shit.
Wow.
You're right. She was just hitting the people in the girl machines. They'd have never asked me, I guarantee.
Well, she asked the people doing cardio. She didn't ask the people doing the weights.
The fat fuckers that are lifting massive amounts of weights?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You're going to have to start lifting less weight.
I know. Less weight, more reps. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start going in every day. I go in 4 days a week for lifting. I need to start going in the other three to do cardio.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's cold. You can't really do that outside.
I know.
Your lungs start to hurt and shit.
I know.
What are you drinking real quick?
Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark.
There we go. Just going to have a glass. Glass, maybe two. Maybe two, depending on how I'm feeling about it.
Sure. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, loosen up a little bit, you know?
I can smell it.
Loosey-goosey. Smells good, doesn't
it? Smells delicious.
Oh, it's going down good tonight.
Smells delicious.
Clearing out my sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
Relatively low calorie compared to beer, right? So this is like a health drink.
It's at 70 calories per ounce. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
That's what whiskey is, sir.
Yeah, it's
vodka's
delicious.
Vodka's even less, so.
Yeah. It's for, what's Ron Swanson say? It's for women on diets or something.
Maybe.
Clear liquor is for women on diets or something like that.
Pretty much true.
Yeah.
There's like 40 or 50 calories per ounce.
I can't drink vodka straight, and there's nothing really that you can mix with it that's good.
No.
I mean, like I like a screwdriver, but that's really high calorie again.
Yeah, orange juice is fucking way high calorie for that shit. You can't really. What, a glass of orange juice is like 200 calories?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's healthy. It's got vitamins and shit, but
but it's not going to help you lose weight.
No, no.
I mean, it's all a numbers game with losing weight.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. But I like a screwdriver, though.
Dude, they're so good.
I used to in college, we would make screwdrivers, but it was Sunny D.
Dude.
It's low rent, dude. That's a low rent screwdriver, but it was delicious.
Yeah, that is the college screwdriver.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We used to, my mom would come down to college, and she'd take me out to the liquor store, and I'd get like four of the 1.5 liter bottles of Skol.
Yeah.
The total was like $33 for four of them.
Yeah.
I used to get like fruit punch. From
the little packets?
No. Just the drink stuff, and I'd mix it in the bottles there in my room, and whatever. You could still totally fucking smell it.
Yeah.
But you mix, in college, you mix vodka with whatever you can.
Yeah.
Just to drink it.
Right.
You know?
Not soda, though. It has to be like fruity drinks or like Kool-Aid drinks and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't miss those days.
I know. When I was in high school, we would mix Mountain Dew with vodka.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
Oh, it was terrible. It was just the worst.
Yeah. I knew somebody that would drink like vodka and Coke. That seems weird too. It seems like you mix brown liquor with Coke. You don't mix clear liquor.
Yeah,
with Coke.
That doesn't. I mean, vodka. Yeah. I'm trying to think. No. I can't think of one drink that has soda in it or Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even a Long Island iced tea, that's just.
It's a bunch of random shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Anyway, I don't miss those days where, it was just the cheapest of the cheap and doing shots. What the fuck, dude?
Dude, we
I hated shots. Oh, I always hated them, but I always did them because that's just what people did when they're, early 20s.
We did them at your birthday, your 35th birthday.
That's right. What, with the fireball or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. And shots, I've never puked so much in my life just because of the fucking shots.
Yeah.
That's what killed me.
I know. I don't like doing them. I don't know why I get. Although 35, I was probably, I don't know what I was.
I think that was your whole thing. You wanted to go out and fucking party.
Yeah, but the shots were not my idea.
No, those were.
Was that John that started buying the shots?
I think John started, your wife continued, I continued.
Yeah.
It was never, I was drunk, and I was like, more shots.
It was never my idea.
No, it never
but
was.
But I did it. Even though I didn't enjoy it at all and I didn't want to, I just fucking did it because I'm an idiot.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Shots.
Celebrate. Yeah, dude, that was a thing.
That was stupid. That was real stupid.
I haven't done
one of these days I'm going to have to load up that karaoke that you sung and play it on the show.
Oh, Jesus. That was like...
Oh, I'm going to do that for next week.
Okay, you do that for next week. I know guys...
Next week on Atomicast, Shay sings. what songs did you sing? You sang like an Elton John song or something, right?
No, it was a Beatles song.
No.
Oh, God, I need to remember this. Otherwise, your wife's going to kill
me. Oh, what was that song? Obladi, Oblada, life goes on?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, and your wife played it for my, or you played it for your wife and my girlfriend last time she was here in town.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. And I was cringing every time I heard my fucking voice. Yeah, I was like, oh, God.
I know.
Like, listen to my voice.
Yeah.
My voice is not a singing voice.
I know, mine either. Yeah.
You know? But some people can sing.
Yeah.
But, and you can tell in their voice if they're able to sing.
Right.
Mine is far too nasally. I'm just a nasally fuck.
I wouldn't describe your voice as nasally.
Yeah, I do. Every time I hear it, my voice, anytime I hear it, I'm like, damn, I'm nasally.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not describe your voice that way.
When I was like 12 or 13 years old, maybe. I was maybe even younger, 10, 11. I was really into Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be cool to talk like Butthead.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I swear I did it enough, my voice just stayed like that. Like, it just stayed. So now this is what it is.
No.
I swear to God. That's what I feel like my voice should really be more like this.
Something that sounds good. Yeah,
a little bit more like that.
There you go. Just put your mind to it, Shane.
I'm just gonna talk like this. You can all talk the time. Like, oh,
that's perfect. I like it.
I do too.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
So you have a quiz. I'd like to do this. I want to get it out of the way.
Oh, you want to do the quiz first?
I do. I want to get it out of the way. Because you've been so fucking excited about it, and I'm just curious.
Hey Tim.
Yeah.
Would you agree that I am very bad at these quizzes.
You are, and you've purposely picked a quiz that I'm going to be very poor at, which is not fair to me.
Well, okay.
If I start doing really bad, I'm just going to walk away. Okay, just so you know, I'm just going
to
leave.
So you're saying that this is not okay.
It's not going to be fun to lose.
Well, too bad. But here's what's going to be funny about this.
Okay.
Is you're saying that this quiz is not fair?
Is that what I'm saying?
You just said that it's not fair because I pick something that you're going to be bad at.
Yeah, you can't purposely. I don't think I pick things that you're bad at on purpose. My might have been like about movies and TV shows. You're into movies and TV shows.
Last week was music.
Yeah.
This week is music.
Oh, it was.
I'm giving you the same fucking quiz.
Oh, the Finish the Line quiz?
Finish the Line quiz.
Okay.
But this is with the top 10 songs of 2014.
Oh, there's not a fucking chance, dude. There's no way. No way.
I told you. I think you're going to get about 10%.
All right.
Under 10%.
You know what, though? The gym plays this stuff a lot. So I might get a couple.
It does.
How many songs do you have?
There are 10 with a potential bonus of 11.
Okay. So you think I'm going to get one of them?
I think you're going to get one out of 11.
I'm going to get two. I'm going for two.
Okay.
All right.
So let's see here. We're just going to jump right into this.
Okay.
So let's see. I have these labeled kind of weirdly that made sense on the computer, but on the board, not so much.
I know. I've done that, too. Yeah. It fucks up. It looks weird on the board. Yeah.
All right. Let me get the volume going. All right. Here is your first.
Christ.
And these are all about the same like you did. 10 to 20 seconds somewhere in there.
Okay. I hate this. I hate this already. All right. Let's do it.
Feel like happiness is the truth because I'm happy.
Because I'm happy.
Okay, that's what you're saying the next line is?
Uh-huh.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong.
Here come bad news, talking this and
you know what? I should have known that one too.
Yeah.
Because this is in Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Which my kid loves.
I thought this might actually be one that you got.
Yeah, no.
That was a toss-up for me.
Yeah, no, because I don't think it played that part of the movie.
Yeah, I know. He's got the because I'm happy.
Yeah.
So this one is going to be a little more difficult.
Great. Even more difficult than the one I didn't get.
Yeah.
I bet I haven't even heard this fucking song before.
Well, you never know.
These nights never seem to go to plan.
I've never heard this song before. This is not a real song.
I don't want you to leave.
You made this song up.
I told you I can't sing.
I don't know. I wasn't listening at all. I can't even
begin to
guess.
Well, here we go. I'm going to play it again. You're going to fucking listen. All right.
Nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
I don't know. How would I know that? I've never heard that song.
These are the top 10 songs of 2014.
Why didn't you cut it off at a place where it would have rhymed or something where I could have at least guessed?
Well,
there's no way I could even guess that.
If you had heard the song before, maybe you would be able to. So here's the answer.
Oh, won't you stay?
Oh, I've actually heard that song.
Okay, you fucking dick. I cut it off right at the beginning of the chorus.
Yeah. I've heard that song before now because of that.
Yeah, yeah, stop bitching.
All right.
All right. Here is, let's see. All right, here is the third one.
I've never heard this song before.
You heard it at the gym.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're 0 for 3, Tim.
Yeah, no shit. Okay. How would I possibly know these things? Shay, do you know I'm 35? Do you know what I listen to in my car?
Yeah, I do.
Frozen.
I know.
And that's all, basically. That's it.
I know.
That's fucking all I listen to.
But you have all day here at your job that you listen to shit.
Play anything from Frozen. I'll nail it, dude. I'll knock that shit out of the park.
Okay. I'll play Frozen. All right.
Is Let It Go in the top 10 for 2014?
No. It actually wasn't. Seven-ish. I was surprised about that.
Yeah.
I guess that was that 2013? All right,
let's get this over with.
I don't like this. I'm a risk, taking all the liquor straight, never chase back, never stop like we bring an 88 back. What?
Bring the hooks in with a bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that. I don't know.
You should fucking know. This has been overplayed.
I've never heard that song.
Much.
I swear to God, I've never heard that song. I'm so fancy.
You no. already know. I've never heard that.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard this song.
I've heard this in the gym like four times in the 10 times I've been there. Yes.
I don't know.
Because they play that top hit station.
Yeah, I must tune in.
They play
it out,
this
dude.
And then they play fucking Taylor Swift immediately after.
I think I could get a Taylor Swift song, actually, as pathetic as that sounds.
No.
Is there any Taylor Swift shit on that?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Just, I don't know. Do I even need to be here? Can I just record myself saying, I don't know, and I'll just keep playing that and I can go take a piss or something?
You should be trying to guess.
Dude, you're cutting them off in weird places. If you would pick at a place where I could, like, try to think of a rhyme or something. Just go. Got lipstick stamps on my passport. I've never heard this song. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when. I don't know. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that song either.
All right, so I heard this next song on the way here at the gas station.
Okay.
All right. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. I'll give my all.
I don't know. I've heard that song, though, but to my credit, when that song comes on, Nate runs over to the stereo and changes the channel because it's the fucking worst song, especially to work out to at the gym.
I know.
I have heard that song, and I would have gotten to the perfect imperfections part.
Yeah, well, this is just the next part of that.
Okay. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so this one, I feel like you might be able to get just right. because of your wife.
How would I get this song?
Because your wife fucking loves this song.
She does?
Yes.
I've never heard the song.
It's Katy Perry.
Is this Katy Perry?
Yes.
She usually sings happy songs. What's wrong with this song? I don't know. I don't have any idea.
You're doing very badly.
No shit. Shay, I don't listen to music, dude. I don't listen to new music.
Well, too bad for you.
All right. Your next quiz is going to be music from the 1700s, and you're going to have to tell me the composer of them. How does that sound, smarty pants?
Mozart. All of them are going to
be all Mozart.
Fucking Mozart. All right, next one. Yeah, it's pretty
clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake. This is the bass, no treble like song, right?
Yeah.
See, I know this one. I got that bone that all the boys chase. Because it's all about that bass, about that bass.
That was fucking close, actually.
Is it?
I mean, you're close. It's not right.
All right. All the right junk
and all the right places. The same tone.
Yeah, but see, that's where you should cut it off, right? I can like, think of a rhyme. It at least rhymes, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The problem is most of these songs don't fucking rhyme like that.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not doing very good.
No, you're not.
Every time I da, 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 da.
Come on, get the word, dude. Get the, you are there. You have the you have.
Is
the,
it like every time the something makes me something something?
Yes,
that's as close as I'm gonna get. I don't know.
Pick something.
Every time I go pee, it makes me shiver.
Ding ding ding.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
All right. Well, you know.
You were fucking close.
Can you give me that one though? Just give me. Say I'm right on that one.
No. Here's the last one.
All right.
You're absolutely not gonna get this one.
This is the bonus one?
No. No, the bonus one is yet to come, and I'm gonna give you that one because you're doing so badly.
Okay.
God, where is it? Oh, here we go.
Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life?
Say yes, cause I need to know.
You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. So for love, my friend, but the answer is no, no.
Why you gotta be so cruel?
Dude, I'm going to give you that one.
Is that it? Is it mean?
It's rude.
God damn it. Close though, right?
I'm going to give you that one. All right. I, you know, I have never fucking heard this song.
Oh, really? That's a, that's what I do here at the gym.
Okay, so I'm going to give you that one.
All right.
So that's one out of ten.
Hey, I'll take it.
So
I'll take it.
I almost don't need to give you the bonus now.
It's a pity. It's a pity. It's a dude, pity one, but I'll take it.
The past two you've almost gotten.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so.
All right, give me the bonus.
All right. But here's the deal with the bonus. You got to sing along with it.
Oh no. Okay. Who is it? What is it?
One thought crystallizes
like an icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go. Let it go. Rise like the break of dawn. Let it go. Let it go. A perfect girl is gone. Can I stop now? I yes. Clearly know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you're 2 for 11.
Yeah.
Hey, easily I'll take the it. Worst you've ever I'll done on it. The quiz.
Yeah. No. No shit.
Yeah. So fuck yourself.
And you got to hear me sing "Let It Go."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had you gotten 0 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
and you sang that last part, I was going to give you 2 out of 10. But you got 2 out of 11. Anyway.
All right.
Well, so there you go.
Yeah.
Well, but see, and
this is Pat. That was bad.
I know. And I know that. Was that very bad. You might not know the songs, but they're current songs.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
They're not from 1985.
I do better at the 85 ones.
I know. That's why I didn't give it to you.
Yeah. Anyway, song break, Shay. Now that we've listened to all these songs, I think it's time for a song break.
Okay.
Let's listen to a full song, a full one, all at the same time. Without making me sing them, without making me guess the next line, just the fucking song. Can you tell us what it is, Shay, while you're digging it up out of your...
Yeah, sorry, right there? I forgot to load it up. Yeah, this is an NSYNC cover.
Great.
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, see, that one, I could finish the lyrics on that one.
Yeah, I know.
Why couldn't that one have been on your quiz?
I don't know. Because it's too old.
Yeah. JTT, dude.
This is by...
Oh, that's not JTT, it's just JT. JTT was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot that he was...
he was huge, dude. He's sexy.
Who, JTT?
Yeah.
I know, but I forgot that the whole Backstreet Boys and NSYNC thing, I can't forget like who was in what group.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it matters, because one of them is famous now. And he's deservedly famous.
Yeah, he's really talented. He is. I think he's the only one. Well, the other, that Chavez guy or whatever, some of those judging... JC Chavez, isn't that his name?
Oh,
he's
right.
On one of those judging shows, The Voice or something.
Oh, that barely counts.
Oh.
I don't count that.
At least it's something. I mean, it's a career.
It's something, but...
Yeah.
I mean, is he the gay one?
I don't... No, that's Lance. He was like a fucking Russian astronaut for a while. A cosmonaut. Yeah, that's a different kind of career, but that's a career, I guess.
You're gay. All right, so this is a band called Our Last Night.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
And it's a cover of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. Well, sorry about that.
Jesus, Shay.
I need to edit these fucking things.
Isn't there a fucking countdown on your fucking thing?
Yeah, but it still says that there were 30 seconds left, so they were talking.
Always such a surprise when we have to come back and do our jobs.
I know.
That we're paid so highly for.
Well, see, the thing is that I don't edit that. I just rip it straight from the thing. And
well, hey, douchebag. Fucking edit it.
To be honest, I didn't even listen to that whole song when I ripped it.
Do your fucking job, dude.
Hey.
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 How are they going to call us?
832-819-3867. That's 832. 819-DUMP. Social media stuff, atomicast.com.
Email us, atomicast1@gmail.com.
Get the Atomicast app on the App Store if you're an iPhone.
Yeah, get the app. By the way, so this isn't, I'm going to hijack this a little
bit. Yeah, you are, because you're going to ruin my segue that I do every week. I know, week.
But you just brought up Apple. So yeah. I watched, have you seen the Steve Jobs movie with Ashton Kutcher?
No.
It's on Netflix?
No, I've seen that it's on Netflix, and I just can't bring myself to do it.
You know, it's not terrible.
Really?
I watched it last night. It's not terrible.
I have a hard time believing that.
I know. It seems to follow, because I watched the movie last night, and then I watched immediately after a documentary on Steve Jobs, because it was like recommended. I'm all about the documentaries right now. And so it seemed to follow things pretty well. I mean, there's some, you know, creative writing in there and shit. But Ashton Kutcher, he was pretty convincing as Steve Jobs when he had facial hair.
Yeah.
When he was clean shaven, he just looked like a really good looking dude.
I know.
And he did like
Steve Jobs was a good looking dude in like the early 80s.
He wasn't Ashton Kutcher.
No, he wasn't like a supermodel good looking like Ashton Kutcher. But he wasn't. I mean, he was a good looking man. He was a striking man.
It was decent though.
Yeah,
it was good. It didn't paint Steve Jobs in a bad light whatsoever. I think you'd actually like it. I was expecting it.
I know Steve Jobs is an asshole. I don't think I like idolize him. He's a dick.
Oh no,
he was a dick.
Yeah, and they pointed that out a little bit, but just in a historical sense, you know, and just the shit like that. But I mean, they didn't. He was kind of the hero of the movie.
Right.
You know, I thought
of course it's named after him, dude.
Well, I know, but I thought it was going to be, you know, one of those movies where they, you know, show the ugly side of Steve Jobs style thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm glad that you liked it. Maybe I should actually try it.
It's worth having on in the background at least.
Yeah, I've been looking. I mean, I watch TV fucking all day.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, why would they want to contact us, Shay?
Now, they want to talk.
I can get back to my standard segue.
If they want to, you know, talk about Steve Jobs, or they want to play along with the quizzes.
Yeah.
Or for any number of reasons, but. Ideally, they would ask us for advice because we're worldly and intelligent human beings.
We also sometimes get emails asking us to sign petitions, which I'll go over that after our advice questions. But so we do. You can email us for advice.
Yeah,
because we've been through some shit, Shay. You know,
we've been through some shit. Yeah,
we can give people some advice.
We've fucking spied on our ex-girlfriend's computers.
Yeah, if you want tips on how to spy on your girlfriends or wives, let us know.
Yeah.
So these are going to be short ones. So my husband wants to go on a dangerous expedition, but I am so afraid he will never come home. He has always been an outdoor lover and has taken many trips, but this trick will tax him maximally.
What?
Will tax him.
Oh.
Maximally.
You said tack maximally.
I said tax him maximally.
That's not what it sounded like.
Which is what is written here, but I don't believe that maximally is a word.
No.
It will tax him maximally. People have died. He says he wants to go now before we have children. What can I do to stop him?
Nothing. Let him go.
Yeah, that's the. I think if she were to ask a woman, the answer would be very different.
But yeah,
as a dude, it's just like, let the fucking dude go.
It's just a hiking trip.
Dangerous expedition. She says. I mean, who knows? It could be to like the North Pole or something.
Or it could be alone in the woods for a weekend. Everyone's got a different definition of dangerous. I remember when I was living in Virginia, I would, you know, people would be like, "Oh, what are you going to do this weekend?" "Oh, I'm going to go hiking and probably camp." And they're like, "Oh, where are you going to go?" "I don't know. Somewhere in the woods." Somewhere in the mountains.
Are bears going to eat you to death?
Dude, people, the reactions varied from like, "Oh, awesome," to be like, "Oh, do you have a gun with you? That's so dangerous." I was like, dude, it's a national park on trails that people go on every single fucking day.
Yeah.
People don't die.
Yeah. And I think the bigger point is that you can't expect your husband to like change his personality. If he likes doing these expeditions and shit and you married, like that's the dude you married. Let him go do his thing.
Seriously.
If he dies, you know, just make sure he has life insurance or something.
And better that, you know, he dies now before you have kids.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Get that life insurance, lady. Yeah. Come on now.
God damn, what a moron.
My husband hasn't touched me sexually in years. We have been partners in child rearing, but have had no sex life. He just faded away in that department about 10 years ago. Today, I found out he has an extensive set of internet porn files and chat emails. I'm stunned and feel soiled. What do I do? What should she do about the chat emails and internet porn files?
Well, those are two separate things entirely. I wonder what that means, chat emails.
I don't know.
Like he's chatting with a webcam girl?
Who knows? Who knows? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean,
you weren't married long enough to stop having sex.
No, I wasn't. I remember I got caught jerking off to porn.
I remember that.
Yeah. It didn't go over that well. I mean, it was fine at first, but then Catholicism got in the way.
The reality of the situation set in that a man will jerk off every once in a while. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, I think that...
Unacceptable.
Well, this is a little different. I'm struggling a little bit just because I feel like a husband and wife should have a sex life.
Yes,
and if porn is getting in the way of that...
Yeah.
Then, I mean, there's also not a lot of information to go on. She could have ballooned up to a fucking heifer after they had kids, or he's just not attracted to her.
That's true.
This might be a dick thing to say, but like, no, it's true.
It's a dick thing to say.
Yeah, but like, she could just be super unattractive now.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, too,
he still loves her.
When you do have kids, it's hard. I mean, me and the wife, I think we've had a pretty normal sex life, but after the kid was born, it was like, it took a while to get back in the swing of things. And if once a certain amount of time goes by, it gets awkward again.
Yeah.
It gets pretty fucking weird. And thankfully, we've overcome that. But I could see a future if we hadn't sort of gotten over the hump, so to speak. Yeah. No pun intended.
Clever.
Where it would just be sort of this awkward thing between us, and we just sort of didn't talk about it, and we just sort of never acted on it, and we just would go without sex, you know? Mm-hmm. I could see that being a thing.
Yeah.
I can see how couples would get into that.
Sure.
But you gotta have sex with your spouse. That's just kind of how it is. And this lady has to realize that even if they do have a lot of sex, he's probably going to jerk it to internet porn.
He's 100% going to jerk
it
to internet porn.
That is what dudes do, and you can't let that be a reflection on you or your relationship. It has nothing to do with this person or their lack of sex.
Dude, guys will just jerk off.
Yeah.
We're going to jerk off.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
If there's not a computer around, there's still porn in your head. Yeah, you're going to jerk off. It's not, and women seem to have this... such a negative idea of what jerking off is.
Yeah.
And watching porn.
But it's so positive. It's so fun, freeing, and nice.
It is.
There's no cons. Lots of pros, no cons.
Yeah, you jerk off into a sock like a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
I jerk off into a Kleenex or a paper towel.
Dude, you're ruining the earth with that shit, dude.
I don't care. It'll be fine.
Trees have to die so that you can jerk off, Shay. Do you understand what you're doing to the planet?
I hadn't thought about it like
you
that.
You kill trees to jerk off. That's not appropriate.
Maybe I'll just start jerking off on the trees then. Cut out the fucking middle, man.
There you go.
But like, it's just guys are just going to jerk off. And it's not because, you know, they're not happy with you necessarily. I mean, this guy might be. But like, it's just guys are going to jerk it. That is just hard-coded into our DNA.
Yep.
We were going to masturbate.
Now the quote, chat emails.
I don't know about that. I know.
We would need more details on that.
I know.
You can't have an internet relationship, even if you've never met the girl. That's crossing some lines.
That really is. I don't agree with that.
But
I mean, and sometimes like I'll watch the, I'll go to the cam websites.
Oh yeah?
It's kind of a pregame. Precursor to, while I'll watch something while I'm finding my actual porn.
Right.
A lot of them, like, they're like, hey, you know, I'll give you my email address for 1,000 tokens.
Right.
You know, so it's just something that people do. It's not right, though.
Right.
You know, that should be restricted for, like, lonely single guys.
Totally agree. Or marriages where the chick doesn't give a shit, in which case, which is whatever. I mean, who cares then?
This is clearly not this.
This is not that.
I don't know what to do about the sex life.
Yeah, you just gotta have a couple glasses of wine and just fucking start fucking.
Trying your pre-pregnancy pants and see if they still fit.
Just start giving him a hand job. He'll have sex with you, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I think that is a pretty good, but unless he's just super not into her. And that's honestly what I'm kind of thinking. If they haven't had sex in a long time, I mean, it could just be the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, maybe he's just really not into her now. I don't know how it was for you. Don't really want to know. But, like, if I ever have a kid, 100%, I do not want to be anywhere near that vagina. I will not be.
That's what I said, and that's not how it worked out.
I will never look at that vagina the same way again.
You will. You will. Shay, I will be totally honest with you, because my wife won't listen to this. So she, it took some time for me to sort of look at her not as mama and back to like my hot wife.
Yeah.
It took some time.
Yeah.
But you just, and now it's not even a thing. It doesn't bother me at all. It's not even something I think about.
Right.
But there was times that it was challenging.
Yeah.
To get into the swing of things.
I mean, no comment from you at all here. But like, the whole thing, it opens up so fucking wide.
Yeah,
it's a big old hairy mess.
Yep.
It's shit everywhere.
Yeah, pretty gross.
blood everywhere, mm-hmm. fucking placenta.
Oh, dude, you're describing it perfectly. It was pretty gross.
It sounds horrible.
It was pretty gross
to watch. And maybe that took more of a toll on this guy than it did
maybe
for others.
Maybe, but whatever. They still got to work on it. So, Shay, I've agreed with you on these last two. So that means on these next two, we'll do them quick, but I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I just have to.
Okay.
I don't know what you'll say, but no matter what it is, I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
Is there a way for me to win back the trust of my wife? I did some foolish things at a party while drunk last week. Afterwards, she packed and is staying at a friend's house. She doesn't even want to look at me. What should I do?
I don't know. I think once you... I'm assuming foolish things at a party are do something with another woman.
He was not specific, but depending on the girl, that could be just that he got a lap dance. And who knows?
Oh,
foolish things, that's not very descriptive.
Yeah, I'm going to, just for the example, I'm going to say that he made out with a girl.
Okay.
For this question, because we have zero details.
I think that's a safe assumption. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say he made out with a girl.
Okay.
Which is obviously cheating.
Yeah.
No,
it's not.
You know, I don't know what he can do, because I think once you cross that line, there's always going to be some doubt in there on her side. And I don't know that you can ever fully get that back. I don't know that you can. I think there, in her mind, there's always, you're always going to be under the gun, under the radar, rather.
Right.
And the only thing is, like, you have to be, like, attached to the hip with your wife from now on in everything that you could possibly do.
Right.
And that's not sustainable. That's not realistic.
Right. I would say, though, this is a wife. This is not a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. Yeah. So they are white. They're married. And even if they don't have kids, marriage is something that you don't just fucking break up. You know, you don't just get a divorce. I know I'm talking to you who did, but that was not your choice.
Right.
And you don't just fucking get a divorce like that. You try to work it out. And so in this case, you have to compromise. And the dude, yes, has to maybe be more open than he's comfortable with.
Yeah.
And she needs to, if she is invested, which she should be, then she needs to just sort of try to forgive him, even if that's difficult, and even if that's uncomfortable, and even if she isn't, you know, satisfied with that. She has to try.
I mean, she should, but
for the sake of the marriage.
Yeah. She could also, I mean, this could have been not the first time. I mean, she could have packed her bags after the fifth time.
Yeah. Well, and also, if they don't have kids, it's just sort of like, whatever, who cares? I mean, in a way, you know.
That's very contradictory to what you just said.
I know. But if you do have kids, if they had kids, I would really very much advocate towards, like, you got to stick it out. You got to sort of try your best to make this work and give the kids a stable house. Without kids, it's just sort of like, if you want to get a divorce, just...
Make up your fucking mind, man.
Well, you should respect the institution of marriage, because, you know, God created that marriage, Shay, you know? And you got to respect God.
It's eternal.
Yeah, it is eternal.
Eternal
till
love.
Till death do you part.
Eternal love.
Says God. God bless that marriage.
Yes.
My husband is a Democrat and I'm a Republican. We are actually arguing about the elections. I am afraid for our marriage.
Get a divorce. You're fucked.
I disagree, Shay. Just don't talk about politics. It's fine.
No shit. Like, leave it out. That has nothing to do with your relationship. I mean, it
depends
on... No,
you got to get a divorce.
It doesn't, like, you can have different views and ignore them until they collide on certain things. Like, you know, if you're a crazy anti-vaccination Republican, which is super popular on the internet right now, then that's something that you'll need to confront.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's about who's going to be the fucking president, it doesn't matter who's going to be the fucking president.
Right.
It's all the same shit no matter what. Did you hear we're fucking going to war again?
Really? With who? ISIS?
ISIS.
Yeah.
I mean, that one needs
to happen.
Oh, I agree with it entirely.
We'll just send over some drones, dude. That'll be over before it starts.
Oh, we've already been doing that.
We'll send over more.
Yeah, we're not going to. No, they're going to put people on the ground.
Send over some Amazon drones. Deliver some bombs.
It doesn't matter if it was Obama or if it was Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
We'd still be going to war the exact same way.
Yeah, the actual president doesn't. I mean, they matter in a way, but in another way, they don't. It's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, in marriage, we've both been married. You do have to sort of, with some topics, agree to disagree, and just not talk about them.
Where possible, though, I mean, some politics is one of those. Is it what, like, money, religion, politics?
That's what you say. That you shouldn't discuss that shit with coworkers or friends.
No, but, I'm saying that's what the biggest causes of strife in marriage are.
What did you say? Marriage or money?
Money, religion, and politics.
Yeah, I think, and child rearing is up there too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a common problem that a lot of people deal with.
And some things you can't ignore. Child rearing and money, you can't ignore that. Politics, I think you can. I think you can just sort of be like,
I think so too.
This is off limits in the house. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And just move on.
Especially if it's making you worry for your marriage. Yeah,
just stop talking about it.
I know. Shut the fuck up.
There's obviously better things to talk about.
You both need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Or just talk about it until you get a divorce. Because I have to disagree with you, Shay.
This bitch sounds dumb. She should get divorced.
All right. Do you want to do your astrology stuff? Or should we do one more quick little thing that I have?
Astrology?
Astronomy.
Fucking Christ. Do your quick thing. We'll end on mine.
Oh, good call. This is real quick. And I don't want to get into making too much fun of this girl, but I'm just a little bit of fun of this girl.
Okay.
Did you get this in the Atomicast email?
Oh, no. I haven't checked it. Oh, we never get anything.
This is great. No, we got something.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Tracy. I'm emailing you today because I have two important Disney petitions to share with you, plus another one that I want you to sign as well. So read carefully below and agree. It's an order. read and agree. The petition is for saving Flick and Princess Atta as permanent characters at Walt Disney World. Flick recently retired from meet and greets by
its... The fuck is Flick?
He's from A Bug's Life. It's tough to be a bug at Animal Kingdom back in March 2012, and Doug and Russell from Up replaced him. And Flick and Princess Atta could only be seen at Pixar Pals Countdown to Fun Parade at Hollywood Studios, which ended April 6, 2013. Now Flick is not appearing in Walt Disney World anywhere! Exclamation point. She goes on and on and on about this. She's got petitions to sign to get Flick and Princess Atta back at the meet and greets. And she's got another petition so that Disney will make It's a Bug's Life 2. She ends the email was saying, note, I do not have your email saved on my contacts list. I just needed some volunteers to sign my petition. That's all. Please note that I am not spamming. I'm trying to spread the word to get more volunteers to sign our petition. She sounds like spamming to me. I did some research into this girl because she signed her name.
Uh-huh.
And she's a custodian. She's a janitor.
Okay.
At some college. And she's fucking insanely, ridiculously obsessed with Bug's Life.
Really?
From Pixar.
Is she attractive?
No.
I feel like no.
No.
Yeah.
Not how could she possibly be attractive, Shay? She's obsessed with a fucking cartoon movie. A totally forgettable cartoon movie that's almost 20 years old.
Is it really that old?
And I only know this from researching this girl, Tracy. Yes, it came out in 1998.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
So it is 17 years old. it's just... Can you believe that there's people like this out there?
That have nothing better to do with their time than...
Email shitty podcasts trying to get us to pimp her petition?
Oh my God. Like, this is, in some ways, Tim.
Yeah.
This is why our society has shitty people. Because...
What? How are you getting that?
Instead of doing something fucking productive with her life, she is wasting her... all of her energy on this stupid fucking movie that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't even care about it. And they made it.
Clearly, because they're booting the characters off meet and greets.
Exactly. They don't give a shit.
I know.
These are, no. Yeah. Up was clearly a superior movie, because I remember that one.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of sad. I feel bad for her, but it's just like, how is that? How in the world is that not spamming? You're emailing people who you don't know to get traffic to your shit.
I mean, that's...
That's a spam. That's spamming.
Pretty much the definition.
Yeah. Anyway, that was our email. If you would like to email the show with petitions about Disney characters.
And we'll make fun of you.
Please do. AtomicCast1@gmail.com.
Maybe next time we'll be more prepared to make fun of you even harder.
Yeah. What do you got, Shay?
So, I've been on this huge astronomy kick lately.
Astrology?
Astronomy.
I'm a Libra. What are you?
Not a fag.
Oh.
That was
you're a Virgo.
I'm a Cancer.
Oh. Yeah, you are to society.
I'm a spitfire. Cancer's generally quick to anger. I think that's the thing.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, what's a Libra?
I don't know. Yeah. It sounds like a unicorn.
I think it's the scales of justice. Oh. I think that's actually what a Libra is.
Oh, really?
I think it's a scale. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're pretty fair, I'd say.
Yeah.
Are you a Libra?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
Just grow this one patch of hair right there so you can call you a unicorn.
I could grow that patch, too. It's about the only thing left on the top.
You should.
No.
Please. So I've been on this huge astronomy kick and just watching documentary after documentary just because it's fucking insanely interesting. And I've exhausted Netflix.
Yep.
I've almost exhausted everything I can find on YouTube that's halfway worth of shit that's not a repeat. You know, so I've been watching a lot. And one thing that there are a lot of videos on YouTube about are wormholes and black holes.
Yeah.
And how they could potentially be connected.
Right.
So I was reading some stuff and I found a pretty interesting article about it. And I won't read it word for word.
Okay.
But the title of the
article. Read every other word.
Okay. Two research, one witch from...
Don't
have
do that. This is bad.
The title is "Wormholes Are Just Quantum Entangled Black Holes," says new research.
Okay, who's behind this? Anybody that we would know?
Someone at MIT.
Stephen Hawking?
No, not Stephen Hawking. But it does talk about Einstein and So, two separate research groups, one of which is from MIT, have presented evidence that wormholes, which are completely theoretical, we have no way of knowing if wormholes are a real thing.
Right.
Wormholes, tunnels that may allow us to travel through time and space, are powered, in quotes, by quantum entanglement. Furthermore, one of the research groups also postulates the reverse, that quantum entangled particles are connected by miniature wormholes. So that's a lot of words that don't mean much of anything.
Yeah, I don't know what those mean.
So basically, what they're saying is that a wormhole, in theory, theoretically, is... a bunch of little black holes, just basically tangled all together.
Right.
And the reaction that goes on in there can basically bend time and space.
Yeah.
Which isn't a new thought, but now they're finding evidence of this somehow. They're way smarter than me.
Right.
So basically, it could just be that fucking a black hole, just like in fucking Interstellar, is a wormhole. And that's probably why this thing... Well, no, this came out in 2013, actually.
Yeah.
A wormhole, or Einstein-Rosen bridge, to give its formal name, is a hypothetical feature of space-time that exists in four dimensions. Can you... This is something that... Why it's so interesting to me.
Yeah.
I can't fathom four dimensions.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't get it.
It's weird.
And so here's the best... I've tried to... find analogies that actually make some sense to me.
Right.
The best one that I found. Okay, so you're watching the news and you see an anchor. The anchor is there and she's aware that she's on TV or in front of a camera and she's aware of her surroundings there. She's not aware of you watching her.
Right.
That would be like the fourth dimension. So it's like, God, so dumb. So dumb. But, I mean, that's, like, the best way to visualize it. Like, you're seeing someone on TV, they're aware of their surroundings and everything within that, you know, TV or in that scene.
Right.
They are not aware of you watching them, even though you are watching them.
Right.
And that's just so fucking hard to wrap your brain around.
Yeah. I've heard it described as this. So, first dimension is a line.
Yeah.
Second dimension, you extrude that line out on one plane, right? So now you have a square.
Yeah.
That's two dimensions. Third dimension, you extrude that up. So now you have a cube. So that's really easy to picture.
Yeah.
In living in our three-dimensional world. The fourth dimension, you take that cube and extrude that cube out.
Making it whiter?
Making it a tesseract.
I mean, and I've heard...
It's a fourth dimensional cube.
I've heard that before too, but still, even though I've seen that drawn out...
Yeah.
It still makes really make no sense.
Yeah.
I still just can't, I can't fathom it. I can't picture it.
I know.
I'm a very visual learner.
It's not picturable in our...
I know. Our brains just can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fascinating because there is, like, time is infinitely flexible.
I can't...
You picture time as, like, this just static thing. It's just what it is. It's just time.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, if you go fast enough, time moves relatively fast from where you left. You know what I'm saying?
Relativity.
Yeah. And so there is, like, people at the equator
Are
spinning slightly faster than we are up in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
They are actually aging slightly slower.
And our satellites are spinning or orbiting just a little bit, or the gravity. No, I'm sorry. The gravity affects time as well.
Yeah.
So our satellites are like 0.015 seconds ahead of us down here on Earth.
It makes zero difference in these tiny scales. Yeah. Like the people at the equator aren't 10 years older. They're, you know, fractions of a second. But when you extrude that out to somebody moving at the speed of light, you know, a year might pass for them, but it might be 50 years for us.
Yeah.
I don't, those numbers are probably wrong, but.
Completely wrong.
You get my.
86,000 years.
Is it really? It's that long? No, that's the speed that's what the speed of light is.
86,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's, I don't know what the ratio is, but it's.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's not that big of a variance, I don't think.
Dude, I don't know. The fucking universe is gigantic. Yeah.
But also, if you're on a larger planet,
time
moves slower than a smaller planet.
That's
weird because it's a gravity thing too there, I think, is my understanding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So the theory, essentially, is that a wormhole is a tunnel that isn't restricted by the normal limitations of 3D Cartesian space and the speed of light, allowing you to travel from one point in space and time to another point in space and time, theoretically, allowing you to traverse huge portions of universe and travel in time.
Yeah.
Which
is the only way that intergalactic travel is even remotely possible, because even moving at the speed of light, it would take hundreds or thousands of years to get anywhere.
Dude, we are 16,000 years away from, isn't that right? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. No, 1,600 light years away.
From the nearest galaxy.
From the nearest black hole.
Oh, from the near, which is the center of the Milky Way galaxy, right?
No. No, that's like 25,000 light years away.
Oh, there's a closer black hole?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're not only at the center of galaxies.
No, I know, but that's where the most
ones are. And that's what else is amazing to me. If there's one 1,600 light years away, how do they know it's a fucking black hole? Like, I can't. Yeah. These people are so fucking intelligent.
I know.
It makes me sad that I'm so dumb. You know?
Me too.
And
makes me sad that you're so dumb.
I know. But dude, it's just all the different theories that are out there, like string theory, inflation, all these different things. They're just, it's insanity.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fascinating.
And a lot of these, like I saw this one.
It's crazy how God would think up all that stuff when he's making the universe.
God, he is so smart.
God is just incredible.
Yeah, but like I saw this one. I know we're cutting close on time here.
No, we're good. We got a couple minutes.
But this other one was saying that there are multiple infinite universes, not just galaxies, which in space is infinite, but multiple universes, which would mean that our universe isn't infinite, essentially. Because you can't have infinity and infinity and infinity. You can't have three different separate things of infinity.
Right.
But the way that they were doing it on this thing is a nova, so a PBS thing. Like, think of it like Swiss cheese. Like, you poke a hole there and there's one universe. Poke a hole here, there's another universe. And one of the scary things about this is that they wonder if what happens when universes collide. And basically what they said was it would look like, just because everything would break down, any law of physics and dimensions would just intersect. So basically their theory is that, you know, if the universes were to collide, two of them, it would look like you're looking up and you're seeing a giant mirror. Like, basically, you're looking up and seeing yourself, like, crash down into you.
Right.
Just because everything would break down so insanely.
Yeah.
God, I love this shit. It also, like, seriously, the first night I started watching this shit, I was watching something. I mean, it was just about our solar system, I think.
Right.
But it just, like, it kind of made my heart start racing a little bit just thinking about how far away all this shit is.
I know.
You know? And Jupiter is like 486 million miles away from the sun.
Right.
Pluto, 3 billion miles.
Yeah.
It takes 9 years to get there.
I know. Yeah, dude. It's crazy. And that's the solar system. That's nothing
and that's
in
going
terms of the scale of.
And that's moving at 50,000 miles an hour.
I know.
That's moving at a speed that we can't even picture.
I know. Yeah, that's you know, the world's circumference in 3 seconds, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. Crazy. It's crazy. The numbers are so fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And, I mean, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy.
And hundreds of billions of galaxies.
I know. That means like trillions of stars.
And they're saying that in the newest thing that just came out a few weeks
almost
ago.
Almost every star has planets.
Almost every star has planets, and every star has a Goldilocks zone, and it's estimated that there are one or two planets within each star's Goldilocks zone.
Yeah.
So out of, you know, 200 billion stars, there's a potential for 400 billion livable planets.
In our galaxy.
In our galaxy.
And there's billions of those galaxies.
Hundreds of billions of those galaxies.
It's crazy.
And that's
it's
a galaxy. Crazy. That's not a solar system. That's a galaxy.
But we're very special down here, Shay, and God loves each of us individually.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. It's crazy, so I started thinking about it. It makes my fucking head hurt.
I know, dude. I love that shit too.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah. Anyway, are we done here?
We're done here.
Anyway, signing off for Atomicast. This is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
Hi, it's Tim. Let's talk about something with my friend Shay, which you'll love to play. Come and join us on our Atomic Cast, where we are having a blast. We chat once a week and share it with our clique. Make fun and jokes, bloke to bloke. So if you want to listen, put your browser on, click the URL at atomicast.com.